And a very good morning to you. It is Tuesday morning, the 4th of January, the year 2022. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Old Testament, to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "And the just, the righteous, shall live by faith." And the same scripture in the book of Romans in the New Testament, chapter 1 and verse 17. "And the just shall live by faith." Now I can hear somebody saying, "How do you get faith?" Well, Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "Now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," by reading your Bible. I heard a beautiful quotation just yesterday. It was written in the 1800s by an American reformer by the name of Horace Greeley. He said, and I'm going to read it slowly, "It is impossible to socially or mentally enslave a Bible-reading people. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom." Isn't that beautiful? So if you are full of fear this morning, then you go to the Bible, to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Jesus says, "I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." You might be full of sin and saying, "I don't know how to get rid of this sin in my life. I've made some terrible mistakes over this Christmas period. How do I deal with it?" Go to the Bible. The first book of John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Do you see how the Bible is the key to set us free? Maybe you're full of hatred. You've got anger in your heart and it's eating you up. How do I get rid of it? By love. The opposite of hatred is love. 1 John 4:8. "He who does not love does not know God." See? But then if you want freedom, like Horace Greeley was speaking about, freedom comes through the Bible. John chapter 8, verse 36, "If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." And now there might be some man who's going to put on his boots today, put on his jacket, and go and look for a job. You are unemployed. Success comes, that's right, through the word of God. Matthew 6, 33. "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto you." I want to say to you that when I was actively farming, my boys are farming now, I would always say, "Boys, buy the best seed you can afford. It doesn't matter how hard things are, because when you put good seed into well-prepared soil, it is a winner." When they go to buy a bull for their herd of beef cattle, I always say, "Buy a good bull. He is half the herd. Don't skimp." Now I want to say to you in closing, this year let us use the word of God, and that will keep us successful and at peace. Jesus bless you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.